Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Charlotte at 6.
Thank you, Anna. 6:05, Charlotte at 6. I'm Mark Garrison. Top stories here on WBT. And we start this evening with Duke Energy. They're going to be charging you to clean up an environmental mess they created. This is a story that's also an interesting example of spin from a politician, State Attorney General Josh Stein. Stein called a press conference this morning to say he has a deal that Duke Energy will help pay for cleaning up all the toxic coal ash that's buried all over the state. He made it sound as though Duke was paying for much of the cleanup, when in fact, that's not the case.
Under today's settlement, Duke Energy has agreed to assume more than $1.1 billion of the cost of cleaning up coal ash over the next decade. This settlement is a win for every single Duke Energy customer to the collective tune of $1.1 billion.
Sounds great, right? Duke Energy to pay $1 billion? But wait, the total cost over the next 10 years to clean up Duke's coal ash mess is a lot more. Billions more. So under questioning by our Brett Jensen and others, we got a different story from Attorney General Stein. It turns out customers will pay the bulk of the cleanup cost.
So what percent does this $1 billion represent of the total cost that we're going to be seeing over the next 10 years?
I think that Duke Energy can probably do a better job answering that question than I can.
And again, just to make sure I have my things accurate as well. So does that mean that customers are incurring a 75% cost of this?
I think that's accurate.
So, Brett, this is kind of an interesting look at how politicians spin things. Attorney General Stein was crowing about Duke paying $1 billion, but he didn't mention until you pushed him, oh, customers will pay $3 billion or 75%.
Yeah, look, you know, $1 billion, that's a big, you know, headline grabber, as they like to say, clickbait. You know, they say, oh, wow, $1 billion. But it's going to cost way more than that. Like you said, Mark, closer to about $4 billion to clean this thing up over the next 10 years just in North Carolina.
And Duke is clearly still getting the best end of this deal.
Oh, absolutely. Again, the fact that it's 25% is what they're going to be responsible for North Carolina, which means that North Carolina customers are going to have to pay 75% of the cost to clean this up for something that they were doing for decades.
Something that the Attorney General said for decades they knowingly were doing wrong by polluting groundwater and mishandling the coal ash.
Absolutely.
Attorney General Stein told me back in 2019 that Duke Energy knowingly mishandled coal ash for decades, storing it carelessly in unlined pits. And for that reason, at that time, he thought Duke should pay for much of the cleanup.
The unlined coal ash pits pose real environmental hazards and can pollute drinking water. And since they knew in the 90s and 2000s, they had not taken action to deal with it.
We first started reporting on coal ash contaminating wells and possibly making people sick back in 2012. First, near the Allen Power Plant in Gaston County, where Duke Energy knew the witch's brew of coal ash was leaking from its storage ponds.
My sister, if you've seen her have a seizure, it'll upset you. They can't figure out what's wrong with her. So those people made a decision to put this stuff out and dump it on my family. They should be in handcuffs.
That man, one of many residents who said he couldn't drink his water.
They're making very light of a very serious situation because their children doesn't have to drink the water. Their children don't have to drink out of bottled water as opposed to being able to turn the sink on and get a drink of water when they want some good old well water, you know.
For years, around the Allen plant, people asked Duke Energy to either provide city water or bottled water, but Duke refused until there was a lot of publicity about a coal ash spill in Virginia. Duke Energy finally agreed it would clean up 80 million tons of coal ash at its power plants in the state and store it safely. Attorney General Josh Stein says it would have cost a lot less if Duke had just done the right thing to start with.
Had Duke Energy appropriately mitigated the impacts of the coal ash when we believe they knew they should have, then the cost of cleaning up coal ash may have been less.
So today's agreement means that even though Duke Energy was careless with ash, according to Stein, even though wells were contaminated, customers will pay the most in the cleanup.
This was their mess.
That's Susan Wend, an activist who alerted the public about all the coal ash that Duke also gave to builders to use as fill dirt under homes and businesses all over Lake Norman. And now there is a thyroid cancer cluster in that area. Victims include Susan Wend's daughter.
They should not have been allowed to play God with people's health or the environment. And they're a multi-billion dollar company that refuses to acknowledge their mess. It's irresponsible, reckless, and just it's disappointing, disheartening. I can go on and on.
For its part, Duke Energy insists that coal ash, which has cancer-causing ingredients, is not harmful. But again today, Attorney General Josh Stein made it clear that coal ash is a health hazard.
The waste has been piling up in pits near power plants in North Carolina for decades. The coal ash contains various toxins that can seep into groundwater and rivers, polluting the water we drink.
So, Duke Energy strikes a deal with the state. Over the next 10 years, they will put coal ash in lined pits, but only pay 25%, or $1 billion, while customers will pay at least $3 billion or more to handle what Josh Stein considers a mess that Duke created. Again, Brett Jensen.
The only way to look at this from a positive standpoint, if you're Josh Stein or even if you are customers in North Carolina, is that, okay, 25% is better than 0%. And again, from a headline grabber, Duke to pay $1 billion to clean up coal ash. That's great, like I said, until you find out that it's $4 billion to do it.
And the customers are on the hook for most of it.
Absolutely, 75% of it, minimum.
So Duke Energy to pay just a small portion of cleaning up the coal ash while customers will pay the most of it. And as Brett mentioned there, Duke originally wanted customers to pay the entire tab since they argued ash is a cost of doing business to generate electricity. Now, what will be the impact on your power bills? Not clear at this point because Duke has already been charging us for the cleanup in our bills. So State Attorney General Stein said today he's hopeful that we will not see very much impact over the next 10 years.